Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live from Pittsburgh, Benson Victor Bring. Major League Baseball and all related things. Inside MLB. Inside MLB.
Good evening, Inside MLB fans. My name is Ben Spector. It is Friday, February 19th, 2016. We have a very exciting show for you lined up. So today we're going to be talking about boom or bust predictions on hype rebuilds, keep an eye on Yankees' young sluggers, rookies under most pressure to star in spring, and more. Fans from YouTube being part of the show, if you guys call 713-955-6677. And make sure to head over to our website today at MLBinside.com for your update. Up-to-date MLB news, as well as inside MLB merch. So let's get into our first topic of the night. And I was predicting boom or bust on each hyped-up MLB offseason rebuild. From the reload Chicago Cubs to the restock San Francisco Giants, there's no shortage of teams that have gone big during the MLB offseason. Now that the hype machine is in full swing, it's time to look back at the winter and predict which club's offseason activity will translate to regular and post-season success. The first step was to scan the entire league to see why the franchises have moved the most aggressively since the close of the 2016 camp. The next step was to consider whether these teams successfully addressed their most pressuring issues from last year, how fierce the landscape of their respective divisions figure to be, and whether they can count on holdovers turning strong bounce-back seasons after a lackluster 2015. All six of the rebuilt clubs made important improvements to their roster, and in the case of the Cubs, that roster was always ridiculously good. So let's get started with the Detroit Tigers. There are key additions. Relief pitcher Mark Lowe, center fielder Cameron Maben, left fielder Justin Upton, closer Francisco Rodriguez, pitcher Jared Soto-Lamacchia, relief pitcher Justin Wilson, and starting pitcher Jordan Zimmermann, the skinny. The Detroit Tigers are the first of two American League Central squads to take a swift. And from this early juncture, there's a lot to think about the work of a rookie general manager, Al Avila, and his opening run as top decision maker in Motown. The exec wasted zero time bolstering the bummer of rotation by the AL and ERA in 2015 by signing Jordan Zimmermann to a 5-year, $110 million pact on the first day of December. Avila's worked diligently to shore up the pen, which was like the starting staff, gave a spot-on impression of a dumpster fire in 2015. The group lugged around the second-worst ERA in the AL. Avila acquired veteran closer Francisco Rodriguez, 82 saves in the past two seasons, to be the door slammer and picked up Mark Lowe and Justin Wilson to be K-Rod's top setup guys from the right and left side, respectively. The outfield also looks significantly different, as $132.75 million left there Justin Upton, and the leadoff man slash center fielder Cameron Maben will be joining J.D. Martinez at Comerica Park. Even with all the new acquisitions, Avila recognizes that a clean bill of health is still Detroit's biggest need in 2016. You can bring a big boost to this team, or in any team, and it doesn't matter, Avila said, per no trustor of the Associated Press. What's the key here is that everybody stays healthy and everybody does their part. The health caveat applies to the likes of Victor Martinez and Justin Verlander, and especially to Miguel Cabrera, who pitched just 119 games to leg injuries in 2015. But 2016 is looking far more promising for the two-time MVP, for Anthony Finch of the Detroit Free Press. Miggy wants her camp at full health for the first time in two off-seasons. The verdict is they will be booming. All right, fans, we're going to take a break on Inside MLB. When we come back, I'll give our verdict on the Chicago White Sox. Will they be a bust, or will they be booming into the 2016 season? Fans from YouTube, being part of the show, if you just call 713-955-6677.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles.
Chicago White Sox. There are key additions. So far, it's been catcher Alex Avila, third baseman Todd Frazier, second pitcher Matt Latos, second baseman Brett Lowry, and catcher Deion Navarro, the skinny. For the 76-86 Chicago White Sox, the offense was downright disastrous in 2015. The Southsiders were at the bottom of the leaderboard in an array of categories like homers, runs, slugging percentage, and OPS. After that dismal display of the plate, GM Rick Hahn has been working furiously to overhaul the lineup. as you can see in the list of key additions above, there are going to be a ton of new names at US Cellular Field this summer. But the problem is that, of those guys on the list, only Todd Frazier, who clubbed 64 jacks over the past two seasons, is a guaranteed difference maker. The others, like Deion Navarro and Brett Lowry, are role players at best and afterthoughts at worst. While the inability to put runs on the board was the most glaring weakness for the Sox, the rotation was mediocre during the season that was ranking 7th in the junior circuit in ERA. The departure of Justin Marcia, 4.96 ERA, counts as addition by subtraction, but there was prominent new guys Matt Latos, the same Matt Latos who ran up a 4.95 ERA while bouncing from the Miami Marlins to the Los Angeles Dodgers to the Los Angeles Angels. Dan Bounds' 2016 final projections don't look highly on the White Sox's made-over lineup and suspect rotation, tagging the club to finish at 81-81. Considering that Chicago plays in the Savage Central, it's difficult to envision how the team will even live up to that projection. The verdict is bust. Let's move to the San Francisco Giants. Key additions. Starting pitcher Johnny Cueto. Starting pitcher Jeff Marcia and center fielder Denard Span, the skinny. Aside from the inexplicable, yet unassailable, even your argument, there are real reasons for optimism when it comes to the San Francisco Giants in 2016. It starts with Johnny Cueto. There's no ignoring his bumpy 2015 second half ERA, 4.76, but the bigger sample size, 3.3 ERA in 8 seasons, suggests that Cueto will be a premier pitcher for the Giants. A big season from Cueto will be a vital for a San Francisco squad whose 2015 rotation was largely a mess aside from Steve Ace, Madison Bumgarner. Justin Marcia can nearly post a 5 ERA last season, as far as a shorter than Cueto. But the good news is that the home run happy shark, 29 homers in 2015, will be pitching at the Cavernous AT&T Park. As for the new bats, Denard Span the most upside. After an injury-riddled 2015 with the Washington Nationals, the Giants will be hoping that the 2014 version of the table setter shows up at spring training. During that campaign, Span hit .302 and finished number 19 in NL MVP voting. It's another outfielder whose number 2015 was also sabotaged by injuries, who will make the biggest difference to this lineup. In 2015, Hunter Pence only appeared in 52 games, courtesy of wrist and oblique problems. But thanks to an unorthodox workout program, the right fielder is feeling great about 2016, as he explained to Yahoo Sports' Mike Oz on the Stew Pod. I'm real excited that I got my eyes open to Pilates. It's been this amazing thing that I've added to my regimen. It definitely was not easy to do on top of all my training I usually do. But I feel extremely enthusiastic about this season because of what I've been able to accomplish in the Pilates. That's just the offseason report that the Giants brass wanted to hear, as Pence was one of the stalwarts for both the 2012 and 2014 championship teams. The verdict is boomed. All right, fans, let's take a break on Inside MLB and come back. We're talking about the Boston Red Sox, and will they be a boom or a bust in the 2016 season? That's next. Fans, are me too, being part of the show. Give us a call at 713-955-0677.
I guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here, but since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't. Corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hopping.
We're back in Inside MLB Live at BlogTalkRadio.com. Fans from YouTube being part of the show, you can also call us 713-955-0677. And right now we are predicting a boom or bust on each hyped up MLB offseason rebuild. It's the Boston Red Sox. Their key additions include closer Craig Kimbrell, starting pitcher David Price, relief pitcher Carson Smith, and outfielder Chris Young, the skinny. Dave Dombrowski certainly has made his mark in his first winter as the star of Fenway Park. From the biggest bonuses for David Price and Craig Kimbrell to the low-key yet savvy trade for Carson Smith, Dombrowski has added impressive arms to a team for whom pitching wasn't exactly a strong suit during the season that was. The concern for Dombrowski and new club is the landscape of the AL East. Last year, the Red Sox finished in the cellar in the East with a 78-84 record. In other words, this is the division of equality. The defending champs, the Toronto Blue Jays and the wildcard New York Yankees, stand out as the two clubs that the Red Sox swapped to topple. The Blue Jays lost Price to Boston, but the team also has Marcus Stroman and Aaron Sanchez and Gwynn become rising stars of the 2016 rotation. Then there's a scary good offense, number one in runs from 2015. We'll draw Tulowitzki from the jump. New York number two in runs, also has a high-powered attack and an absolutely filthy pen now that Aroldis Chapman has joined Andrew Miller and Dylan Betances. New York's rotation looms as an issue, but that's also true for Boston. Price gives Red Sox the much-needed number one arm, but lots of questions linger. Price may solve the issue one day out of five, but Boston still isn't quite sure what to expect the other 80% of the time, per Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. 80% of the time? That's a whole lot of uncertainty in Boston. The verdict? Bust. Let's move to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Their key additions? Relief pitcher Tyler Clippard, starting pitcher Zach Greinke, starting pitcher Shelby Miller, and shortstop Gene Segura, the skinny. Who knows how the Arizona Diamondbacks' decision to dish out $206.5 million to Zach Greinke and mortgage the farm for Shelby Miller will look in 2019. In 2016, that's going to look smart, really smart. Chief Baseball Officer Tony La Russa and GM David Stewart were able to focus the lion's share of their attention on those arms because the bats are already robust. Last season, the D-backs scored the second most runs in the NL. The star of the show were NL MVP award runner-up Paul Goldschmidt and leadoff man A.J. Pollock. Goldie and the center fielder weren't just the two of the most productive D-backs, but two of the most productive big leaguers, period, ranking fourth and eighth, respectively, in war per Fangraphs. The lineup is ready to roll. And now Greinke, 1.66 ERA, and Miller, 3.02 ERA, give Arizona the kind of top of the rotation that matches the talent AT&T Park and Chavez Ravine. After the bold offseason, the Diamondbacks will soon have the chance to announce to the rest of the baseball world that a new force is rising in the West. The verdict? Boom. All right, fans, if you take a break on Inside MLB and come back, we're going to be deciding, are the Cubs boom or bust? That's next. Fans from YouTube can be a part of the show. If you just call 713-955-0677.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
We're back inside of Movie Live and MoviTalkRadio.com. Fans from YouTube being part of the show, if you just call 713-955-6677. Am I now predicting boom or bust on each hyped up MLB offseason rebuild? And our next thing I'm going to be talking about is the Chicago Southsider Cubs. So let's talk about that. Key additions. Center fielder Jason Hayward. Starting pitcher John Lackey. And utility man Ben Zobrist. The skinny. Mark this down. This rebuild is going to be a boom with a capital B in Sharpie. Last season, the Chicago Cubs piled up 97 wins. And since the conclusion of the campaign, President of Baseball Operations Theo Epstein has recruited Jason Hayward, John Lackey, and Ben Zobrist for the cause. The defensive genius Hayward will patrol center field, and in the process, provide cover for corner guys Kyle Schwarber and Jorge Soler, but both their limitations in the field. Zobrist should spend the vast majority of his time anchored at second base, but he has the flexibility to shuttle all around the diamond, as the ever-creative Joe Maddon makes his famously creative defensive swaps. Then there's Lackey. He just becomes a much-needed third top-of-the-rotation guy off Jake Arrieta and John Lester. Last season, Lackey reeled off a 2.77 ERA, which, for context, was seventh best in the senior circuit, right ahead of Max Scherzer and Madison Bumgarner. As I explained to Pat Mooney of CSN Chicago, signing with the NL Central crew was an easy call. The chance to win a world championship in the city was why I chose the Cubs, Lackey said. At this point in my career, I'm trying to win. Winning is the biggest thing for me. Vegas backs Lackey's decision. Per AllSharks.com, the Cubs are the favorite to win the 2016 Fall Classic. The verdict? Boom. Note, all stats courtesy of BaseballReference.com and MLB.com, unless otherwise noted. All salary information courtesy of Cross Baseball Contracts on BaseballProspectus.com. All right, fans, we have taken a break on Inside MLB. When we come back, we are going to be talking about how you better keep an eye on the anxious young slovers. That's next. Fans, from YouTube, being part of the show, just call 713-955-6677.
On the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to good. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and welcome to my. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Play that music too now. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
MLBLiveBlogTalkRadio.com. Fans from each different part of the show, give us a call at 713-955-0677. Right now, talking about Aaron Judge, Gary Sanchez will be critical, big bats to watch at Yankees camp. But the New York Yankees have the right idea. The bigger question is whether they have the right players. The Yankees are trying to rebuild without rebuilding, to get younger and better without coming close to any charge of tanking a season. The Boston is difficult enough that they haven't won a playoff game since 2012. But so far, painless enough that they have stayed in the 84-87 win zone that at least guarantees some form of contention. Spent 100 days in first place in the American League East last year with a team built mostly on the very old Alex Rodriguez, Carlos Beltran, Mark Teixeira, and the fairly young Didi Gregorius, Nathan Eovaldi, Dylan Betances. They haven't won a spot in the American League wildcard game, in large part because when they needed late help, then 22-year-old Greg Bird and 21-year-old Luis Severino were there to provide it. So now we come to 2016, after another winter where the Yankees stayed out of the free agent market, and their biggest position player acquisition was, again, a 20-something infielder acquired in trade. If new second baseman Starlin Castro does as well as his new double play partner, Gregorius, did his first Yankee season, the building process will be seen as working. But just as the Yankees eventually needed Bird after Teixeira got hurt, and Severino after Eovaldi got hurt, they're sure to need help from the farm system again this year. That's even more true now, with Bird out of the season after shoulder surgery. And that's why two of the first players featured in stories coming out of the Yankees camp were outfielder Aaron Judge by Dan Martin of the New York Post and catcher Gary Sanchez by Anthony McCarron of the New York Daily News. Now, those are the two best prospects in the Yankees' improved farm system. 20-year-old shortstop Jorge Mateo is an even better long-term bet, but they could be the one to make a difference in 2016. Now that figures into the Yankees' projected everyday lineup. But when your everyday lineup includes seven guys on the wrong side of 30, it's best to figure some of those guys won't make it every day. The Yankees got 500-plus plate appearances out of A-Rod, Beltran, and catcher Brian McCann in 2015, and 462 from Teixeira. But a plan built around them better include backup plans. That's especially true behind the plate. With the Yankees trained John Ryan Murphy to the Minnesota Twins, and the deal for outfielder Aaron Hicks. Well, it just hasn't been handed the backup spot yet behind McCann, the path is certainly open for him. One rival scout who follows the Yankee system closely predicted Sanchez will open his eyes this spring with his powerful arm and powerful bat, but he said big questions remain. His bat's going to play, the scout said, but defensively, he's got a real long way to go. He doesn't block balls well, and he doesn't have good hands. He's probably 35-40 on a 20-80 scouting scale defensively. Sanchez will play all the season at 23, 18 home runs and 365 minor league at-bats in 2015. Of the Arizona Fall League with 7 home runs in 88 at bat. He still may not have as much a power as Judge, the 6'7" outfielder, with 37 home runs in 2 minor league seasons. I pray that the chance that potentially opened a spot for Sanchez created something of a roadblock for Judge. With him still an option to start the outfield if one of the three starters, Beltran, Brett Gardner, and Jacoby Ellsbury is hurt, one scout who follows the American League Central said Hicks could be a surprisingly important addition. I think he's ready to click, the scout said. Judge will still get the attention, and with his 224 batting average and 680 OPS after last year's midseason move to AAA, you could argue he'll benefit from some more minor league time. Every place he's gone better the longer he has stayed. Every scout said that's familiar with Yankees prospects. The slider is still an issue for him, and he tends to be tempted, taking pitches and getting himself into bad counts. But he has monster power. That power has had Yankees fans wanting to see more of Judge, and earned the spot among Yankees prospects in a winter ranking by MLB.com. That's why Judge will be one of the biggest names to watch when the Yankees start playing exhibition games, and why he could be one of the Yankees' keys later this summer. It may not matter if the fragile starting rotation doesn't hold together. It may not matter if all the old guys start to show their age. But if this latest stage of the Yankees' building plan goes pretty much the way the last year, there's going to be a point during the season when they'll need a boost. There's going to be a point when they'll need some help. Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez could be the two guys to provide it. Our fans have to take a break on Inside MLB, but when we come back, we are going to be talking about the rookies under most pressure to star this spring. That's next. Thanks for me too being part of the show. Just call 713-955-2677.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. Hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Of the blame if you want me to, but you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
Apologize for the technical difficulties. death, and results will no longer be a problem on Inside MLB. But right now, instead of talking about the rookies under the most pressure to start this brand, I'm going to be talking about MLB teams who didn't do enough this winter to keep up entering 2016. From Zach Greinke to Los Angeles Dodgers to the injured and depleted St. Louis Cardinals, it's been a bummer of an offseason for some of the top MLB clubs from 2015. Getting in the league, the Dodgers and Cardinals have on the list of October hopefuls who have been far too quiet this winter if they want to keep up with the best of the best. To think about the following five squads, we zeroed in on teams who have obvious needs, which have so far gone unmet, and have played unforgiven divisions, naturally with the second criteria in mind. We had to include one team from the relentless American League Central. So it starts with the Los Angeles Angels. Key losses: catcher Chris Iannetta, third baseman David Freese, outfielder David Murphy, and outfielder Shane Victorino. Key additions: third baseman Yunel Escobar, outfielder Craig Gentry, outfielder Daniel Nava, and shortstop Angelton Simmons. The breakdown: can someone, anyone, please give Mike Trout some help? Last time of the Los Angeles Angels' offense went into hibernation in the second half as the club tumbled out of the playoff picture. Following the Midsummer Classic, the Hills rank second to last in runs in the AL. That side coincided with the physical decline of Albert Pujols, who was followed by a chronic case of plantar fasciitis in his right foot. The 10-time All-Star went under the knife in November, and it's probable that it will begin the season on the shelf, according to John Morosi of Fox Sports. New third baseman Yunel Escobar took the biggest bat of the New Angels as he tallied a .314 average in 2015. But he's not going to offset the loss of Pujols in the power department, as Escobar cracked just 9 homers for the Washington Nationals. It doesn't take a major league talent evaluator to decipher that left field would have been the logical spot to plug in an impact hitter. Lastly, the players who patrolled that spot posted a .592 OPS, the obvious mark in the bigs. This year, the Brain Trust tapped Craig Gentry, .396 OPS in 2015, and Daniel Nava, .655 OPS to hold down left. The Angels' decision not to bring in a primetime hitter is especially puzzling since the team plays in the AL West with the defending winners, the Texas Rangers, the wildcard winners, the Houston Astros, and the new-look Seattle Mariners, while we jockeying for the top spot. All right, fans, we have to take a break with Inside MLB. When we come back, we're going to be talking about an AL Central team that just did not do enough this offseason. That's next. Fans, from YouTube, can be part of the show. If you just call 713-955-0677.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. My name's blurry face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back the good old days.
Young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. My name's blurry face. Turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. got the different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. Give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
We're back in Inside and we'll be live at MogTalkRadio.com. Fans are me, Jake, my part of the show. He just called 713-955-0677. And that's going to do it for our show tonight. Just a special short one. Hey, it's the weekend. My name is Benson Fletcher, and we'll see you Monday.